Watch, reporter to Psaki, where's the swift and forceful response Biden promised? By Joel B. Polak on August 26, 2021. Reporter Jake Turks asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki what happened to the swift and forceful response that President Joe Biden had promised in response to any attack on the airport in Kabul, after Thursday's terror attacks. Earlier, 13 U.S. service members were killed, and more than two dozen injured, in suicide attacks on the airport, for which ISIS-K claimed responsibility. After several hours, President Biden delivered a mournful address to the nation, promising to punish those who were responsible, at some point in the future. On August 20, Biden had promised, a NY attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with a swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan who were released from prison when the prisons were emptied. Turks, the White House correspondent for ME Magazine, asked Psaki in a White House briefing following Biden's speech, was this an attack? Were our forces targeted? Was this at the airport? Were our operations disrupted? And if, indeed, it was, would this qualify as a swift and forceful response? Psaki replied, I think the president just addressed exactly that, when he said, we will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will hunt you down. Turks pressed her for answers, whereupon Psaki snapped, I don't think he could have been more clear. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak. Correction, Biden made his promise of a swift and forceful response on August 20, not August 17.